Oh, she's so sweet, this little pig.
There she is, and she's all snuffled up and snuggled up like a little mushroom in the woods.
Yeah, or that a big warthog could come and dig out like she was a little delicious truffle.
Could snort her out and gobble her up.
So just to give you a bit of context, we're talking about our guinea pig Moogie, who's eagerly awaiting this podcast, as I'm sure you all are.
Yes, it is time for us to reveal the top 10 things about fungi.
Yeah, and of course, as we do it, we'll be reflecting on the month that we've just had. Well done, Denise. It was a brilliant suggestion for a theme. This is a bit belated because we've been all over the place over the last few days. So this is actually a couple of days into the next month, but we'll talk about that soon.
Yeah.
Well, so, yeah. Who'd like to go first? Should we do the selection process?
Yeah, okay, let's do it.
E-er-san.
E-er-san. Are we always doing the same?
E-er-san.
And I think my dachshund chases your mole rat.
Yep.
So I win.
So you can go first.
I'll go first. All right. And I will start with something we watched. We're still in the process of watching some things, aren't we? One just now. But I'm going to put forward the Fantastic Fungi documentary because I learned loads about fungi. And it's on Netflix. So if you got that, makes it easy. Documentary, about an hour and a half. And it really is a well put together documentary. You know, does that time lapsing. There's that lovely kind of, it's a bit like a David Attenborough, but without him. But, you know, it's a good wildlife program where you can get into the life of the little mushrooms and the wildlife around that. And I think it's something that stood out for me. No, I didn't like it. This is quite scary, but there was a fungus that attempts to infiltrate like insect colonies, like the hive of the colony of ants, not the hive. And so it parades itself as something to be beautiful and taken to the queen bee, and all these little ants take it. Am I telling the right story?
I don't think that's quite what happens.
But yeah, well, this is what I understand.
It's probably the same outcome we're heading towards.
Well, yes, maybe I'm thinking I'm making more of a story of it, but it likes to kind of give a little kind of shimmy. I'm a beautiful fungus. Take me to your queen. So all the ants kind of pick a little bit, take it to the queen, and then they stick it on her, and then she becomes entombed in the fungus. And it kills her inside out, and then it kills all of them. It's not funny. It's not funny. And then this fungus just takes over the whole colony. Like, it's something ghastly, and it's like it's like something out of Dickensian, you know, set.
Miss Havisham.
Yeah. Mm. With a dead queen inside. Did I get that right?
No. I don't know exactly what it was, but it wasn't that. But they all do end up dead.
Yeah.
And I remember the fungi is clever. So it's kind of in the right lines. But I liked it. Your story was very entertaining. I'm going to go next. This springboards off that documentary. And it mentioned a little bit, I think, in Fantastic Fungi about the powers of fungus and how it interacts with our minds. Especially psilocybin and magic mushrooms. And so I'm going to say micro-dosing magic mushrooms as one of the top 10 things about fungi, because it's very well-documented cure for, or not cure, but supporter of mental health. And I have tried it myself. And I remember the very first time I tried it, I actually couldn't stop giggling. And I was listening to a song called 212 by Izzy Agalia or something. And
when was this?
A few years ago, and I was cycling down a road and listening to that. And the song just sounded amazing. I didn't like it so much since. But
wow.
But then next time, that was only microdosing. And then the next time I microdosed, it was, it didn't really do anything apart from just give me this background kind of calm. Yeah, so I've been doing it for quite a long time, on and off. And microdosing is basically just take just a tiny bit, so you don't normally have any kind of conscious effect, but it makes your mental health better and maybe more confident and stuff. So that, I think, is a brilliant quality of an intelligent fungus, that it can interact with us, yes, and our mental health in that way. Very, very magical. I think it's the pagans or the druids or whoever whoever discovered these things have a lot of good things to answer for.
Well, yeah, good things to answer for. It makes it sound like they've got things to answer to, but for sounds better.
I've got a lot like of good things to share their wonderful, clever secrets.
Oh, well, good. So that's number two, a little microdose on, what was the name of the mushrooms?
Magic mushrooms.
Oh, well, do they not have a Latin name?
I think something psilocybin.
Psilocybin, okay. Number three, I shall go for, well, I had a day where I randomly, I went for a run, and then I, just as I ran out of this area, like a car park, where it was like a garden center, come hotel, come, you know, car park, that kind of thing. I know, all mixed in. And as I ran out, I looked to my left, and I noticed amongst the green, these little white things, and off-white things. Of course, they were mushrooms. So I went for my run, and on my way back, I thought, here we go, I'm going to pick them. And they were huge, actually. Not as big as some others we'd seen on the Padlet, but they were quite substantial, and I enjoyed the whole kind of feeling of finding them and chopping their girthy stems and taking them home and then freezing them for my art project.
Yeah.
And you were very fascinated by what my art project was.
Yeah, I'm fascinated is one word. And I was also, I guess, curious, a little bit concerned. Because we still, I mean, we're into the next month now and we still have these frozen mushrooms.
Well, we're still doing a podcast on it. So the month hasn't ended and fungi never ends. If anything, it keeps growing.
Wonderful. So I'm also curious. So top thing about fungus is the documentary. Second one is microdosing. What's the third thing? Is it freezing mushrooms for an art project?
Or? Well, this is a very good point. I think finding mushrooms randomly and picking their girthy stems.
That's an interesting way of putting it.
Well, you might as well pull it in an interesting way. You know, just to prick up the ears. It's important to get the attention. So I would recommend, if you see some mushrooms, pick them.
So and, picking mushrooms, yeah?
But then...
With their stems.
But they're girthy. Well, they might have girthy stems. Some might not have so thick. But these ones did. They were like an inky cap and a puffball. Oh my goodness, the ink caps. And I wondered, I didn't know it was an ink cap. And then I had black stuff all over me in my car. And I was just like, what the hell is all this? And I thought it was soil at first, but I didn't realize that the ink had escaped and kind of flooded my hands and everything. But that's all part of the experience. But I would say not just picking them, do something with them. I mean, you could, I guess you could eat them, but I don't like eating things I'm not sure about.
Oh, but they were lovely. Those ones that your Dazzy friend foraged and friend cooked.
Yeah, but he knows what he's doing. He knows where to go. He knows what they are. I mean, this was a random, I found them. I wasn't sure if they were edible or not. So I would say if you don't eat them because you're not sure, and that's fair enough, then why not be creative with them? Create an art project. And my art project was the process of freezing them and enjoying putting them in the freezer and then just... And it's more of experiential art, you know, that kind of picking them, putting them in the freezer, having them in the freezer. They're still there. Yeah.
Wow. Oh, I was laughing then and I just forgot what I was going to say. I was going to say something related to that. Anyway, I will go from you mentioned. You mentioned the ink cap, and this has made me think I'm going to put in a wonderful book called Entangled Life, which is a book by Merlin Sheldrake, which is a fantastic name. It's kind of similar to Fantastic Fungi documentary in terms of what you learn, but it's brilliantly written, and I love the fact that all the illustrations in it are made out of, are using the ink from shaggy ink cap mushrooms.
Oh, we know about that. I just mentioned that.
Oh, and there's this wonderful bit where they do a spore print of the of a mushroom, which is basically you kind of, you flatten the main bit of the mushroom, the hood, onto a page. And I find it really spooky because it looks just like an eye with an iris. And it kind of makes me feel like, oh, they're these magical beings with consciousness, which they are in a way.
That's what I need to do with my frozen ones. That's how I can complete my art project.
Oh yeah, squish them onto a bit of paper.
I can squish them. There we go. See?
And the other thing, and I just remembered what I was going to say, that when you're picking them and putting them around the house or around, you know, carrying them around, you're actually doing them a favour because you're going to spread their spores.
Not if you stick them in the freezer.
Place. No, but on the way to the freezer, you'll spread their spores in the air and on the, you know, all over the place. So, you've done very well. You've helped the mushrooms by picking them.
So, I mean, can you see their spores?
Probably with a microscope, very small.
Wow.
Right, so that's number four, is a brilliant book. Very, very exciting and entertaining
and
educational about mushrooms, which have, you know, huge things. Biggest organisms in the world are mushrooms. And the most expensive organism in the world.
Did you read the whole book?
Not quite, because it's been a busy month. But everything I read, the first few chapters. And I want to continue. Everything I have read has been brilliant. And also the fastest, apparently some spurt their spores out so fast, it's like almost the speed of light.
Wow, it's like it's a quick ejaculation.
Yeah, yeah. So that's the four thing. So is it me for number five?
Well, no, you said number four, so I go next.
Okay.
Okay, number five. I am going to say something I ate, which was delicious, and in the centre of Newcastle, in the Granger Market, they have a mac and cheese stall. And we found, one of their choices was truffle. And we thought, yeah, let's do it because it's obviously Mushroom Month.
Mm.
Wasn't it good?
Mm.
Oh, my goodness. I'm going to have another one of those before we leave. really good. It works well. I'm not a big fan of truffle flavour, actually. But with the cheese, stringy cheese and in a pasta. It does go well. Yeah, so truffle mac and cheese. I'm sure, you know, you could make your own. But if you ever see it, try it. Or, yeah, have a go yourself. It does go well.
Wonderful.
It's my number five.
Now, number six best thing about mushrooms or fungus is a song. And it's not actually, like, in terms of the most quality song of the lot, but it makes me laugh so much. I want to include it in this podcast. And it's this lovely lady, and she sings, "Fungi."
Don't you say this.
Out
one.
Foraging for fungi. Maybe I'll find a shaggy mane. King Bonito Morel. Or maybe even Chanterelle.
Wolf farts.
Honks.
Hedgehogs.
Hedgehogs.
Conks.
And even psilocybes.
And maybe even Chanterelle.
And then I love the bit where she says, maybe you'll find them delicious. Maybe they'll kill you. Maybe they'll make you endure gastrointestinal distress.
Yeah.
It's a very jolly song.
Bizarre lyric.
I can't remember her name. Colleen Nolan or something? Or Colleen McCulloch or something?
Oh, I'll look it up. I've got it.
Is it Colleen Nolan?
Colleen Kitchen.
Oh, Colleen Kitchen. Okay, well, if you're out there...
Colleen Kitchen.
Colleen Kitchen, we love your
Colleen
song.
Colleen Kitchen is a good name.
Well done for writing it like that. All right, so that's my six.
That reminds me of my mother saying...
Oh, no, Colleen Nolan. Colleen... She looks like that. Look, no, I've just Colleen... Googled her.
No, Colleen Nolan is one of the Nolan girls.
Oh, she doesn't look happy, does she?
Well, no, she's, you know, serious journalist.
She doesn't look like a serious journalist. She's in her underwear.
Well, you know,
oh, I think she's on Loose Women.
She's a loose woman. She's not smiling very much, is she? But she's actually very sweet.
She seems nice, but she did not write the song.
No, it's Colleen Kitchen, which reminds me of my mum who said, I said, name three things beginning with K, and she said, kitchen, kettle, and carbuncle. And I just thought, carbuncle? That, where on earth did that come from? What exactly is that? And I don't think it begins with a K.
Yeah. Wow, it's all tangents. Over to you for number seven.
Oh, is that it then? You had nothing to say.
About your mum's carbuncle?
Do you know what a carbuncle is?
It's like a wart, isn't it?
Ah, yeah. So not too different. We're not going that off, are we?
Is a wart a fungal infection?
Exactly. Well... It's in the right area, I think. I don't know if it's a fungal infection, but it certainly would be in the realm of undesired parts of our body, perhaps.
I wonder if a verruca is a fungal infection.
Oh, verruca, your god.
Oh, that's too complicated to get into now. But just very quickly, in case anyone's like, "What are they talking about?"
Oh yeah, it's Adam not actually. You don't
Adam
worship.
And I. No, I don't.
You
worship
don't worship at the altar of Veruca.
No, we have gods and monsters. Basically, they're archetypes, shadow sides of ourselves, positive sides of ourselves, and we have different names for them. And one of my negative shadow sides is called Veruca Salt. So that's all. That's that. But I don't know if she's a fungus or not. But oh, that reminds me. We did realize. You know, people often joke and they say, "Oh, he's a real fun guy."
Oh yeah.
When it's someone who's
interesting. She's a fun girl.
But there, yeah, that was a good joke that we added in. Fun gal, fun girl, fun gal, and fun guy. We didn't make up the fun guy one, but I don't think anyone else normally says, "Oh, she's a real fun gal."
Why? Oh, okay.
Oh, I've just remembered something that I haven't.
A verruca is a virus that affects the epidermal layer of our skin. I say it's a virus, not a fungal. There you go.
Oh, that's a shame. Anyway, never mind. It wasn't one of my favourite things anyway. Don't like them.
Never what verrucas, no.
But, okay. So I've done my... you're on your seven now.
Well, I now I'm totally lost. Did I start? Yeah, I went... Oh, yeah. Is it me for number seven? Well, while we're on music, then I'll go... So I'm not gonna reveal my top number one song.
Okay.
Because you can learn that later. But I'm going to say a song which was really lovely and it's quite high for me. And it's not, I didn't think it would do that well, but you know when you have a song that just kind of, you have a couple of moments with it and it's really lovely. And it's called Fairy Ring by Gary Stadler.
Oh, I didn't know you'd like that one. I chose that one. I thought you wouldn't like it.
Well, I was at my friend Sue's last week and I put on, I had a bath and I thought, oh, I'll just put on a funky song I haven't really heard very much of. And I put that one on. It's quite long, actually. It's about 10 minutes or something. So it took the whole entire bath time. But I actually just sat with it and it was really lovely. And then when I went to my parents in Kent, I went for a run and I ended up in a golf course. And it was beautiful because golf courses are so lovely, the landscape of them, and there was nobody in there and I had it all to myself and it was quite enchanted. And that song came on again and then I kind of just daydreamed about the fairy rings in the golf course and it all, because of the rings around the holes, and it there's a lovely landscape, all spirals, and so it kind of really suited the place I was running. So I had two really lovely moments with the same song.
That's brilliant.
So that's, if you like a song which is fairy-ish, is that fair to say?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Fair? Fairy?
Yeah.
Get it?
Yeah.
It's kind of like a, what's the genre? It's not a fairy genre, is it?
I mean, it's like,
folk, no,
sort of ambient,
yeah,
ambient, psychedelic folk or something, or lullaby.
It's quite a lullaby, yeah. And she's got a bit of a nice high voice.
Like Dido.
Not so popular with some, it seems.
Some of our friends hate Dido. They call it all sorts of rude names.
Dildo. That's quite a popular one. I'll just go ahead and say it. What is that on the screen? I thought it was lobsters or something. Crabs.
It's a saffron milk cap or Lactarius deliciosus.
The deliciosus. So anyway, my number seven is the song Fairy Ring by Gary Stadler.
Okay. Very good. Now, I'm. This is obviously such a good theme that I'm like now thinking, oh, I should want to say this, and I want to say that, and I want to say this. So I'm sort of struggling now to think of, are you going to say that game?
Oh, my goodness.
I know. Well, I'll say it then.
I totally forgot about the game.
I'll say, so I we've been playing this amazing game all month called Fungi.
I love it.
I'm just going to quickly look it up as we're talking and just give the name of the person who invented it, because whoever it was did a brilliant... Brent Povis invented it, and it's such a great card game. It's really original. The whole premise is that you're going for a walk through the woods, and it's you have to cook the most delicious fungal meals with honey fungus or chanterelles and stuff, yeah. But then you can put cider and butter in if you're lucky, and you can pick up a stick and use that to reach deeper into the forest and pick out the best mushrooms. Ooh, and yeah. Then
or you can get night ones when the moon comes out, and then they're tastier.
And it's fast moving and strategic and really fun. And you haven't played a game. Often games are just like top trumps or something when it's a new card game, but this one's really good. So that is my 8th best thing about Fungi, is the game Fungi.
Yeah, that was... I think I missed it, but did you explain how we found that game?
We found it in a... And it was when we were, you know, we were still unsure, because a few themes had been picked out for last year. So we weren't... Sorry, for last month. So we and people were voting, and we were like not sure which one was going to win. And then we saw in a library, we randomly walked into a library in Newcastle, and we saw this game on the front shelf, Fungi, and we just thought, oh, let's buy that. And that certainly gave us the excitement that perhaps Fungi would win, and then it did. So luckily we had the right game for the right month.
Yeah, that's right, and it was brilliant. I mean, I think we're going to get our own copy, and we played it
definitely
a few times, and it's a two-player game really, but you can play with four and gang up. Me and your dad did very well with that one. And we are competitive, so
I thought Anne did very well as well. I mean, both of them, it was their first time.
Well, I think they both did very well, actually. But I'm pleased that we won.
Yeah.
You know.
Yeah, well, good on you. Good on you.
Oh, all a bit fun. My number nine, the ninth best thing about Fungi in the month is, well, I got a little tip here, so I know. My top tip within the 10 tips. Tip within tips. Yeah, I was shopping in the Grot Market in Haarlem in Amsterdam. I felt like Celine Dion herself, going out for the morning with my basket and looking at the cheeses and the hams and the lovely flowers on offer and all the windmills.
What Celine Dion is known for, picking up her basket and looking at windmills in Haarlem,
well,
and picking flowers.
Well, she is in that song. You pick this song where she goes shopping. She goes shopping in the market.
Yeah, fair enough. There is a song called Je T'aime Encore where Celine Dion talks about going picking mushrooms in a market.
Well, it was very fitting because I walked around this Grot Market and saw there was a mushroom stall, and with these lovely kind of mustardy orangey chanterelles amongst others. And so we thought, oh, should we get them, shall we not? And we were kind of iffing and arming, weren't we? So we left it, and then I went back at the end of the day, and here we go, folks, this is my tip. If you're going to get mushrooms from the market, it's a bit of a risk, got to say. But if you go at the end of the day, then if you're lucky, you can get your mushrooms. And because they've got to get rid of them, well, this woman, she just emptied out her basket into mine. So I got all sorts of... I asked for the chanterelles and I got all sorts of little mushrooms and I can't remember the name of them. So I came back with a kind of little smorgasbord of different mushrooms, which we fried up the next morning for breakfast. But it was just chanterelles because they are, as the game stipulates, flavour number 4, which is the top flavour mushrooms. And they're lovely when they're crispy. So what am I saying? Well, find the mushrooms in your market as a tip. Go at the end of the day and then fry them in butter, a bit of garlic. Make sure they're crispy. Lovely breakfast.
Wonderful. Well, I am going to... I've got 2 things I want to talk about. I don't know. But also... I think I'm going to go for puffballs. You mentioned them earlier, but I'm just going to say puffballs as the 10th best thing about mushrooms. Like, because they are absolute amazing finds. If you find a giant puffball, especially, because our friend Eve said she found some and they found a few, and then it lasted them for like weeks, the food, because you can cut great big steaks off them.
Where would you find such a big puffball?
On fields, farmers' fields.
Can't go into
there as big
fields.
as footballs or rugby balls, and you can slice them into big slices and fry them in butter, and yeah, they're the most. Oh, I really wish I'd found some. You found some and then you froze them, so I don't think they want to eat them now. But I yeah.
Well, they were for my art project, not for you.
I know, but yeah, if Celine Dion had seen a great big puffball in the market, she'd have been chomping at the bit.
I think she would have been chomping on something.
She'd have put it in her basket right away.
She likes a good chomp.
So I love giant puffballs. That's the 10th best thing. The best mushroom in the world, in my humble opinion.
Well, do you think puffballs your favourite mushroom?
Puffballs are my favourite mushroom to eat. My favourite fungus.
I haven't even thought of mine, but I do like the shitcake.
Shiitake.
Yeah, shiitake. I like the kind of spindly, but also, you know, they've got something to them. They're a bit substantial, but spindly.
Yeah. Yeah, cool. Jolly good. I think we're done. The other thing I was going to say, and I just want to give it a quick mention, is good timely synchronicity that Bjork has just brought out this album where she's basically turned into a mushroom spirit. She's a fungus woman, and surrounded by other fungus, and all her songs are kind of co-written, I think, by fungus, and all about fungus. So I think it's really good timing, and I think it's a brilliant album, actually, because I have listened to it. I know you're not so keen, but
not my kind of music, but I am happy that she's on theme.
So even though she's not in the top 10, I just wanted to give her a name check. But there we are, that's the end of our top 10 things about fungi, which was a wonderful month. But now we're going to move into just letting you know, but you probably know already if you're a life themer, that we're in November
rain.
Yeah, that's right,
let the rain pour.
Let it rain, sweetie.
Let it rain. Isn't it lovely that, we are like a couple of days in and boy, hasn't it rained.
Yeah, it's rained. In fact, at midnight as we turned into this new month, it started to really storm it down.
Yeah. That was amazing.
But yeah, I've been finding out from, people that I did not realise that they love the rain. And it's actually a very popular theme already, and I'm liking it. So a bit overwhelming with the amount of songs we could have. So we'll just have to be a bit selective.
Well, like Sun, we had that last year. I'm going to have 2 playlists. I'm going to have my well-known rain songs with like Don't Rain on My Parade and Raindrops Keep Falling on My Head. Oh, I had my parents singing that to me yesterday. That was nice.
Oh.
And the Buddy Holly one they like. But it's raining. Raining in my heart. You know that one?
Yeah.
And then I'm going to have this discovery playlist we have.
Oh, yeah.
Songs.
We try and always do that.
You're right. We always do that. But no, I normally just have 1 playlist actually and just mix them all up because it's not. But this one is going to be a lot of songs.
Well, let's enjoy the rain month and let's wrap up the podcast because we're at half an hour now.
No, it's half an hour there. So I hope you've enjoyed our October Fungi top 10 things. I hope you had a wonderful month. I hope also that your November will be wet
and rainy,
enjoyable. and we'll
catch up with you next month and we'll let you know our top 10 things about rain.
And we hope many wonderful things will rain down on you this month.
Oh, yeah. All right. Lots of love, everyone.
Lots of love. Bye. Take care. Bye. Bye. Love.